The Chief Justice, Justice Georgina Fedora Wood, has made an urgent call on the youth to have a vision and work towards achieving it. They must also be problem solvers and contribute to national development. Her Ladyship Justice Georgina Wood gave the advice at the 7th Annual Lady Chief Justice Mentoring Program in Accra. Justice Georgina Wood said the laws of Ghana exist to protect citizens, especially the youth and children, and asked them to always seek legal assistance in any situation. Gloria Anderson and Grace Odrowa Boateng have the details.
The mentoring program is an initiative of the Chief Justice, Justice Georgina Wood. The program seeks to expose students of second cycle institutions to the functions of the judiciary and to the administration of justice in Ghana. It's to stimulate the interest of the students in the legal profession. This year's program brought together 7 schools from the Bono Ahafo, Eastern, Central and the Greater Accra regions. The students taught the administration of the judicial service and had the opportunity to observe court sessions. The Chief Justice, Justice Georgina Wood, assured the students that they have the protection of the law as citizens of Ghana. She asked the youth to make hard work their hallmark in order to make a difference in the world.
You are the future of this country. You are the potential leaders. You are going to take over from me, from him, from the others, from Mrs. Gatti, when finally she's retired. So you are very important for us, and this is why we're trying to do this one-day program. Start thinking also of corruption. I'm sure that's why you know what corruption does to a country, what it does to an individual, what it does to homes, what it does to other citizens when we are engaged in corruption. And then you realize how very important today's program is. But where you have a country where the majority, rather than the minority, real minority, do not value integrity, then you have a crisis. And I hope that by the end of the day you realize how important it is, so that as you plan for the future and you work out what you want to do with yourselves as future leaders, as homemakers, as parents, you will know how important integrity is.
A High Court judge, Gertrude Tokono, speaking on the role of the youth to serve the nation with integrity, said integrity is a tool that can drive any nation's development. She pointed out that where there's integrity, there's unity.
Without integrity, you cannot trust anyone. You cannot trust anyone you're dealing with who hasn't got integrity. So here you are today, you are a student, you've come here in your uniform, and we know, we expect you to be proper students. And then later we discover that you are cheating on the exam, you are doing things that students are not supposed to do. This means you don't have integrity. Now, why is integrity important? It's important because otherwise we don't have a future. In fact, it should be so important to you because the more or the less integrity there is in a society, the more fragmented, disunited, confused, disintegrated it becomes. Get the attitude that you will solve problems with honesty, with creativity, with attention, diligence, competence.
Some of the students Radio Ghana spoke to said the program has enlightened them on the work of the judiciary and has aroused their interest in law.
Well, today's program is really an educative one, because through this program we also know that integrity is really the key to the success of every organization. Because as students, we were taught to elevate the quality of integrity, because it means us to be wholesome. And then they explain integrity to us as being what you say you are and then doing what you say you will do. Don't say, I will do this, and then because you are pressed with problems or hardships, you change your mind. But we had a talk by a lawyer, and then he said when he wanted to be a lawyer, his dad wanted him to read medicine, so they told him that lawyers were always telling lies and they were buried with their faith on. But then he cleared my mind of that perception, because he told me that since he became a lawyer, he has never seen someone buried with their faith on. Lawyers do not tell lies, they value truth.
I think today's program has taught us a lot of things about law. They told us that as we, the children, we have a lot of rights, and if anything happens right now, they will take care of us, and They told us that law is a very good cause, and if you know you are offering a cause which you are not willing to, it don't do it. So if you really want to be a lawyer, that means you must learn how to read the literature so that you, if you come to practice law, you will know everything about it.
Well, like I said, that this program has actually put up the enthusiasm of the students. As a tutor, I've benefited a lot. And I think integrity is something which is very, very important when they talk about it. So I would say that it has been very, very good. And as a tutor, bringing students here has been very, very helpful. And I think it's going to create up the students' interest in law. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You heard some students and a tutor from the 7th Chief Justice Mentoring Program, ending that report by Gloria Anderson and Grace Odrua Boateng.